Patty Hirsch. We are like 1 week into 2019, and I am exhausted already.
I'm worn out.
I know, it's true. I mean, I feel like the holidays just ended. We're supposed to be in for like a restful period, but no.
I had a good holiday, but apparently there's no rest for the wicked.
Or the economy. I mean, the stock market has been going kind of crazy for the last few months. It's been up, it's been down. And, you know, lest anyone thinks, Patty, that this is a normal level of volatility. As far as the stock market goes, 2018 was one of the most volatile years on record, like ever. This is The Indicator. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Patty Hirsch. And today on the show, the markets, why they're so volatile right now, and what 2019 might hold, maybe.
I'm not a very good soothsayer or astrologer, so I would say consult the people who slaughter the pigeons and look at the entrails for a better forecast.
And don't buy stocks during Mercury retrograde.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, You Need a Budget. Their award-winning app and proven method have helped hundreds of thousands of people gain total control of their money, get out of debt, and save more faster. Try it free at youneedabudget.com. Support also comes from Asana. Asana is work management software to help teams organize everything they do so they can focus on the work that matters most. Try Asana free for 30 days. Get started at asana.com/indicator.
Today's indicator is 157%. 157%. That was the increase in volatility that the market saw in 2018.
Market volatility is measured with something called the Chicago Board of Options Exchange Volatility Index, or the VIX.
The VIX, also known as the Fear Index.
It's a much better name, but a little terrifying.
And the reason it's called the Fear Index is because when investors are afraid, they can tend to start acting erratically, like buy, sell, wait, no, buy, no, sell again. So volatility tends to be the hallmark of frightened investors. And volatility, like we've been seeing recently, can be really stressful. Unless you're Georgetown economist Jim Angel.
It seems like we are very afraid right now.
Yes, yes. And that's a good sign because I think we should be afraid because there is a lot of fundamental volatility in the world right now.
I mean, are you scared?
Yeah. No, in that I kind of enjoy the volatility.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because this is the stuff I study, and it's like, okay, you know, this is fascinating.
Like, what are you...
Right, I'm a nerd.
Well, nerds are the best people.
Yeah.
Now, Jim says this volatility is happening because there's just a lot of uncertainty right now. Like, there's a lot of big, important stuff feels like it's up in the air, both politically and economically.
Where nobody really knows what's going to happen with the government shutdown, what's going to happen with North Korea, what's going to happen with the Middle East, what's going to happen with trade wars and tariffs. And many people think that a recession is coming. We just don't know how, when, or how deep. You put all that fundamental uncertainty into the blender, and you get high volatility.
So, says Jim, there are reasons to be super worried. But there are also reasons, he says, to be optimistic. And, Patty, one of my New Year's resolutions was, in fact, to be more optimistic.
Good luck.
Yeah, it should be a fun year, 2019. But one of the things that he told me is that volatility is actually normal and healthy in the stock market.
Okay, well, maybe not to this extent, right, that we're seeing right now.
Okay, yes.
But Jim says the extra volatility that we're seeing right now worries him a lot less than what happened to the fear index in 2017. So not last year, but the year before. 2017 was this kind of dead calm situation for the fear index, the VIX, because 2017 was actually one of the least volatile years for the stock market ever. Stocks just did, if you remember this, stocks just did this slow, steady march up and up and up and up.
Yes, I found the very low level of the VIX to be unnaturally low. And
it's like
being
too
that way
quiet.
Exactly. You know, when the markets are too complacent and everything looks really good, that's when you should be worried. When the markets are regularly hitting new highs and everybody's going, everything's wonderful, you wonder if the market is whistling past the graveyard.
Do you see this level of volatility right now as like a good, healthy thing?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jim says volatility reminds people that the stock market is unpredictable. It keeps people on their toes a little bit so they don't get too comfortable. So, Patty, to sum up, the first reason to be optimistic, according to Jim Angel, in spite of all this volatility, is that a certain amount of volatility is healthy. It is not necessarily a bad thing that everything's jumping around so much.
And in the spirit of the new year and your resolution, Stacey,
yes.
the second reason to be optimistic, according to Jim, is that when people are scared and stock prices fall, those stocks get cheaper.
Yes, it's painful when I look at my retirement savings and go, ooh, it went way down. So I don't feel as rich as I did 3 months ago. But I also realize that since I'm not planning on retiring tomorrow, it means I'm going to get better prices when I buy stocks at the end of the month as part of my normal retirement plan.
The retirement plan, right? AKA the 401k.
Yes.
So if you are saving money for retirement through work in a 401k plan or a 403b, Jim says a volatile market can be good news depending on who you are.
A fall in the stock market is great news for young people. I mean, a lot of people pretend, oh, it's awful. But hey, you know, I still have 30 years to go till I retire. And so every month they take money out of my paycheck and they put it into the stock market. So the fact that stock prices have come down means that when they take this month's paycheck and buy some stocks with it, I get more shares than I got last month.
They're on sale, basically. The market's on sale.
Yeah, exactly.
But this brings us to the bad news.
Well, it had to happen.
So much for optimism. If you're close to retirement, a falling stock market or a really volatile stock market is really hard to deal with because you don't know if you should pull your money out or keep it in or move it into safer territory.
And this is why we call that period when people are in their 50s and 60s the retirement red zone.
The red zone.
Yes. And Jim says, you know, if you're in the red zone, what you have to try to figure out right now when the markets are really volatile is if this is a temporary blip or if this is signaling, you know, a coming drop in the stock market. Of course, knowing that is not possible. So you just have to guess.
And while I'm guessing, is Mercury in retrograde?
It is not. I checked this. It is not in retrograde. But I did ask Jim, in spite of his hesitation to make a prediction, to give us his best guess, like if we should expect more volatility or more fear, or if he thinks things seem on track to settle down.
Okay, now this is where I'm going to put my old geezer hat on.
Yeah.
This feels an awful lot like the bear market we experienced in the early 1970s. The stock market had hit new highs, but we had problems with the political turmoil from Watergate. We had a president who was under constant investigation and scandals and was forced to resign. At the same time, we had lost the war in Vietnam. You know, there was political troubles in the Middle East, with oil prices, with inflation. We had a period of stagflation. And it was just 73-74 was just one bit of bad news after another, and it was a long, unrelenting bear market. And I've got a similar feeling about this.
Oh.
We've got the international uncertainty, which we always have.
Yeah.
We've got the political turmoil in Washington and these clear signs of a government in gridlock, which can't even keep the doors open of vital government agencies.
Jim says that now is not the same as then, right? Things could change quickly, right? The government could find a fast resolution to the budget fight. Trade relations with China and Europe could settle down. Brexit might not even happen, or it might happen and it might not even be that bad. We just don't know.
And that is the point, right? When people don't know, they get scared. And then the stock market kind of wigs out and jumps around just like it's doing right now.
This could be a long year.
Happy 2019, Patty.
Yes, and the same to you, Stacey. Enjoy. The Indicator from Planet Money is produced by NPR.